What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Friday, March 12th, 2021. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot to talk about today. And Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. We're going to follow the current format for today. We're probably going to make a change on Monday. I still haven't decided what we're going to do here yet. But the emails coming on in really are leaning toward going back to an hour of news and an hour of phone calls. We may try something else aside from that, but we are going to make the change because a lot of people didn't like this particular format. All right, so let's get right on into it. First of all, if you're not paying attention, daylight savings time starts Sunday. So when you go to bed Saturday night, set your clocks an hour ahead. You know, spring ahead, fall behind. This, of course, did not apply to Arizona or Hawaii. Just make sure that you get that taken care of, because otherwise, you know, you might miss Monday's show. I mean, that would be horrible, absolutely horrible. If you thought winter was over and spring was here, you're going to have to think again, because the central United States, from the Rockies to the Mississippi River Valley, are getting for another major storm that will deliver historic snow and just rain all over the area. And storm system delivers its first threat over the Rockies. Intense bands of snowfall will dump feet of powder across Colorado and Wyoming. Now, it's not going to quite reach down here to Indiana, we hope, because we're starting to look spring-like around here. But if you live in those parts of the country, you definitely want to be prepared for that. Speaking of being prepared, experts are now saying that Iceland is probably going to get a major volcanic eruption in the immediate future. They've been monitoring that swarm of earthquakes. It's been down near Reykjavik, and they're saying that it does look like there's going to be a volcanic whoopsie there as well. Getting on into our government, this is something we're starting to hear over and over again. This one is actually from over at InfoWars. Who is the president? And they're reporting about how Kamala Harris took the phone call with the Prime Minister of Norway, Emma Solberg. And, you know, it's like, where's Wally? And everybody's saying, where's Biden? You know, what's he doing besides wandering around a hardware store? And, you know, it's his inability to do the job is becoming obvious to everybody. It is worrying foreign heads of states. It is angering the American voters, who are realizing now that there were indications of Biden's mental decline prior to the election that were being withheld by the corporate legacy media. They're very upset about that. They're upset about the fact that there was this massive election fraud to get Trump out of the White House, only to replace him with this barely functional individual who really has no, you know, qualifications to be sitting in that Oval Office. Okay, now Clay Travis is a sports journalist. He founded the website Outkick, and last Friday he mentioned that Facebook severely restricted traffic to his website last year after posting several articles positive of then-President Donald Trump. The censoring is going like crazy. And for those of you who go on over to the Ron Gibson archive, you probably noticed that our shows stop on the 4th of March. And the reason for that, I just found out from Ron Gibson, YouTube banned him for 2 weeks because there were too many articles and topics and videos talking about fraud in last November's election. Well, that's not going to go away anytime soon. And Ron indicated that YouTube has actually pulled down some of the videos that he archives, including one from my show, and another from Project USA, and I forget where he said the third one was pulled down from. But they're definitely out there, and they're not even trying to hide the fact that they're out there to control everything you see and hear. It's kind of like the intro to the original Outer Limits, you know, the control voice. We will control all that you see and hear. And they had that, you know, sound in the background. Okay. Now, here's another story, another point of view. And we talk about, you know, the obvious double standards that we are seeing here in our current culture, where the song of the year was called Wet Ass Pussy. And yes, I know I'm skirting the edge of permissible speech on this channel with that. But I say it to make a point, because this is the same culture that is banning Dr. Seuss, Disney movies, and so forth. And it's just really, really weird. So that gets us to this article out of Natural News, where Twitter is apparently banning people who try and call out pedophiles. And Jack Dorsey and his army of social justice warriors have axed another defender of the innocent after she tweeted a message exposing transgender pedophile Alec Vaid Menon. And we see that as well. We've got, you know, Facebook and so forth are banning conservatives and banning questions about vaccines. But, you know, child porn is still being allowed in there. Various other scams are being allowed in there. It really is a political censorship that is going on. Here's an interesting little story. This is from the Gateway Pundit, and it's more of the aftermath of the January 6th rally in Washington, D.C. A gentleman named Joshua James was arrested this week and is being charged in connection to the violent events of January 6th. What was really interesting is the FBI sent an armored vehicle with a turret, two vans, six FBI vehicles, three local police vehicles to arrest this young father. And, you know, he's got three young children, including a three-year-old. This is not a dangerous man. And yet they called out all the armor to put it on display. And that's probably exactly what it is. We get to show off our armored car with the turret on it, and we get to show off all those other things. And it reminds me something that happened to me many, many years ago when I was living in West Covina with my family. And this happened on July 5th. I don't remember the year, but I remember it was July 5th because it was the day after 4th of July. And our neighbors, who were not very nice people, had been firing bottle rockets onto our property all night long. And one of them apparently hit our roof and started smoldering. And the next day, we all of a sudden realized the roof of our house was on fire. And so we call the fire department, and we get up there with the garden hose, and we put the fire out. It was just a little tiny fire, you know, about a foot and a half, 2 feet across. And but it also happened to be the very first day that West Covina's brand new fire department had gone into active service. They'd gotten rid of the old red fire trucks. They had these day glow kind of lime yellow green trucks, and they had even had a cherry picker, you know, that would go up eight floors in the city of bedroom homes. And they sent everything. We were the first alarm they had for the new fire department, and they sent everything. The entire street was blocked all the way out there, and they had the cherry picker out there in front of our house with this thing way up, eight stories high, looking down on a one-story ranch house. And they almost seemed disappointed that we had put out the fire, but they went up there anyway, and they chopped out the cinders and the wood, and they, you know, they did that fireman thing here, and, you know, stood around getting pictures taken for the newspaper. Maybe this is what they did with that guy. You know, they sent all the stuff with the turret and the six FBI vehicles because they wanted to look good and they wanted to show off their new toys. I don't know. It's kind of hard to imagine what's going on in the minds of people who've got these kind of vehicles and whatnot. All right, let's talk about election fraud here. And people are saying, well, there's nothing wrong with mail-in ballots. It's perfectly okay. But it turns out that over 92,000 mail-in ballots were sent to the wrong address in Nevada. And so they never got to who they were supposed to get to. They were never returned. Meanwhile, apparently a Biden voting county has five people charged for election fraud. It's still coming on out bit by bit how crooked last year's election was. And if YouTube doesn't like that, well, poo on them. What can I tell you? Meanwhile, over at Arizona, you've already been aware of the story about this guy who was just walking along, looked into a dumpster behind where votes had been counted for the election, and he found these huge bags of shredded ballots. and he pulled him out and saved him. And the Maricopa County elections official said, well, they were just from previous year's elections. They've got nothing to do with this. Well, the Gateway Pundit was able to examine some of the shredded ballots, glue some of them back together to confirm they were, in fact, from the 2020 election. And one American news network has independently confirmed this, that those shredded ballots were from the 2020 election. Now, those ballots were under subpoena. And so somebody somewhere is guilty of destruction of evidence and obstruction of justice. All right. Meanwhile, for all of the wailing and gnashing of teeth that we're hearing about efforts to question the election that put Biden in the White House, the Democrats are out there now trying to overturn one of the Iowa congressional races that the Republican won by just 6 votes. And the House Administration Committee will consider an appeal from Democrats to contest the results of that race. So challenging the election is okay for the Democrats. It's just not okay for the Republicans. All righty, let's talk about COVID-19 for a little while. COVID cases creep up by 10% to 6,609 as tests hit a record high of 1.6 million because of the schools reopening. Because you get more tests, you get more test results. Deaths dropped by another 26% in a week, with 175 victims, and the R rate falls to the lowest ever level. Okay? So it's, the numbers are just not there. Interesting story out of Natural News. 8 European nations have temporarily halted the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccination because of reports of a problem involving serious blood clotting issues, including clots in the arteries of the heart itself, Iceland being the most recent European nation to join that halt. And, of course, AstraZeneca's stock took a major hit from this. Oh, let's all feel bad for AstraZeneca's money people. But the European Medicines Agency, which is Europe's equivalent to the FDA, confirmed no fewer than 30 patients who received the AstraZeneca vaccine jab suffered the adverse outcome of blood clotting. At least one resulted in death. So, and by the way, blood clotting is not listed as an official side effect of any of these vaccines. We did a flashback on a story from last year when this was just all starting up, and it basically was saying that 1/3 of deaths reported to the CDC after the COVID vaccines occurred within 48 hours of the vaccination. Now, right now, the orthodox media, the medical industrial complex are out there saying it's just a coincidence these people died when they got the shot, that they were probably going to die anyway. But when you talk about 1/3 of these reported deaths within 48 hours of the vaccination, these statistics begin to look very, very damaging. And there does seem to be a relationship. Now, remember, we reported earlier in the week that the life insurance companies are out there standing by a clause that is in probably most life insurance policies, including yours, that if you are killed by an experimental medical treatment, your life insurance is null and void. So the insurance companies are probably just happy as all get out. Well, no, they're not. They're very unhappy that the doctors are saying, no, no, it's got nothing to do with the vaccine. It's the families of the deceased who are happy with all of this because it means they get the insurance payout. So here we are 1 year into 15 days to flatten the curves, and we are still dealing with this authoritarian government trying to control every aspect of our lives. Now, Anthony Fauci has admitted there actually is no science behind continuing the lockdowns. One professor came out and said this is the worst public health mistake in the last 100 years. Now, probably a lot of you are looking forward to those $1,400 checks that are due to hit your bank accounts in the very near future as part of the COVID relief bill. But you need to understand, all of that money is considered borrowed from the Federal Reserve to be repaid in taxes. And that means the average cost per family for this COVID bailout bill that just passed, this $1.9 trillion bill, $69,000 per family. So you're, if you're a happy married couple, you're going to get $2,800, for which you will pay $69,000. Such a deal. And they want you to be just absolutely happy with that little bit of a crumb that they have dropped on you while basically robbing you blind out the back door. Down in Australia, they've had a story that is blowing up here of a huge cover-up where Australian sailors on HMAS Sydney suffered widespread adverse reactions to their COVID-19 vaccinations. The corporate media is saying they only had mild side effects, but apparently the ship's crew, most of them needed hospitalization. So it was very, very serious situation down there. Mitch McConnell is slamming Biden's COVID stimulus as a multi-trillion dollar Trojan horse and argues it is designed to bail out states and local governments rather than to help people, which gets on back to those numbers I just ran past you. Over in Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt says he's removing the statewide COVID-19 restrictions. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Over in Los Angeles, they're starting to relax their COVID restrictions there. And starting next week, movie theaters will be allowed to open at 25% capacity. Now, unfortunately, that means they're still going to be losing money and they're going to be in trouble. But, you know, it's better than just being shuttered completely. Meanwhile, IBM and Moderna are working together to track vaccinated persons in real time by teaming up to produce the COVID-19 digital health passes. To help roll out the passes, they will implement the plan with artificial intelligence and hybrid cloud services. So apparently you're going to have a remotely accessible card, or who knows, maybe it's even going to be a microchip. And then everywhere you go, some computer somewhere is going to say, this vaccinated person is going here and there. And we know that there's been a push to microchip everybody anyway, and this might be the excuse to do it. Get your vaccine, get your microchip. Meanwhile, over in Europe, France, Germany, Spain, and Italy have been licensed by Russia to manufacture the Sputnik V vaccine. And this vaccine has already been registered in over 45 countries. Russia's direct investment fund reached agreements with the companies to manufacture the vaccine. And Adrian Cyril will manufacture the Russian vaccine in Italy. It'll become the first European country to produce the product starting in July. And I know a lot of people are going to prefer to get Sputnik V over the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, and possibly over the Johnson & Johnson as well. And I'll be honest, I still have not heard any negative adverse reactions from Johnson & Johnson's vaccine other than those already announced, which is you're going to get chills, fever, and nausea for about 2 days. They're saying that's going to happen. But that's a good thing. It means the vaccine is working. Story coming on out of Investment Watch blog talking about the real reasons why millions of Americans will defy the COVID mandates and the vaccines. And it says that the public, you know, is aware they're being pushed into a specific way of thinking, believing, and acting. And we have certainly had enough experience with that sort of thing, government trying to manage our thoughts over the years. And so heels are being dug in and saying, no, the harder you push, the more resistant I become. And as I've mentioned many times before, it is the sheer force of the coercive effort to get us all vaccinated that really has convinced me this is not really for our benefit. All righty. There is a continuing backlash against Joe Biden trying to take credit for America's vaccine rollout. He's trying to take sole credit for it, despite the fact that all of these vaccines were being developed under Donald Trump's Operation Warp Speed. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19, and let's talk about those masks, because face coverings are being worn by the vast majority of individuals, certainly in this country and around the world, in the belief that they're going to curb the spread of the coronavirus. And as I've said before, that's like trying to prevent mosquitoes from coming on in using a chain link fence. In fact, the mask I'm wearing these days says right on the front of it, if pants can't stop a fart, what makes you think this mask will stop a virus? And everybody who reads that laughs at the whole idea. But in an article published by the University of Southern Denmark, experts are pointing to the huge amount of face masks being worn and then thrown away as a ticking time bomb. There are 3 million coverings are being thrown out every single minute. They serve as carriers for other toxicants in the environment. Masks, you know, if they're just thrown out, break down into dangerous microfibers, and they may also be carrying harmful chemicals into the environment. So it's a toxic, I was wondering all along, if these masks are really stopping this horrible, horrible virus, why are they not being treated, you know, as toxic waste? But no, people just take them off, throw them in the trash can. That's the end of it right there. All right, getting on to the international news now. Over in Syria, the U.S. occupation forces apparently are stealing Syrian wheat crops from the Al Jazeera area as part of their ongoing aggression against the Syrians. And they looted a new quantity of wheat from the Tal Alu silos. And yes, I understand getting rid of the enemy's food supply is a tactic or strategy of war, but it certainly does not make the U.S. look very good to be stealing the wheat from the Syrian people when we're supposedly there to be getting rid of ISIS rather than stealing their oil and now their wheat. Okay, maybe they stole all that oil to take all that wheat and bake it into bread or donuts or something. I don't know, but it's tacky. It looks tacky. You know, the optics are bad on it. We have been talking lately about that ship that was attacked near the coast of Israel that dumped a load of oil and resulted in one of Israel's worst ever oil spills on the beaches. Israel's out there screaming it had to be Iran, had to be Iran, had to be Iran. Iran, of course, is denying it. But an interesting story came on out from Zero Hedge, where U.S. intelligence is admitting that Israel has bombed dozens of Iranian oil tankers over the past 2 years. And it's a sabotage campaign. Sometimes they use aircraft. Other times they'll use divers to plant limpet mines. And, of course, none of this is ever being reported in the legacy corporate media because, after all, Israel are the good guys and Iran are the bad guys. And we're supposed to hate the bad guys. All right. Interesting little story. You know, we talk about all these really bogus weapon systems like the F-35, the Gerald R. Ford, the Freedom and Independence class littoral combat ships, which are now going to be decommissioned and scrapped without even seeing combat, and various other things like that, and how it comes to be. And I've mentioned before this wonderful book and even more wonderful movie, The Pentagon Wars, which is based on the true story of the development of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. And it stars Kelsey Grammer and Richard Benjamin directed it and also does a cameo in it. It's a fun movie to watch, and I know it's out there somewhere on all these streaming services, so you might want to chase that down. But there's an article that came out of Zero Hedge, and it's talking about the development of the new ground-based strategic deterrent project, and basically what they're going to do is take Trident 2 D5 missile launchers from decommissioned Ohio-class ballistic missile submarines and put them on ground-based installations. And people are already saying this is going to be another boondoggle, but it's being driven by this, this defense contractor lobbyists. You know, they're not really thinking about what makes for good military or efficient military or what's, you know, good for the American people. They just want that money. And so they've got this idea for $264 billion for construction and maintenance of a new nuclear missile. And it's all being driven by the lobbying organizations, not rational or humane strategic objectives. So that's how a lot of these things get put together out there. And again, hunt down the Pentagon Wars. Okay, economic news. These stimulus checks could come as early as this weekend by direct deposit. And, of course, Biden has signed the $1.9 trillion relief bill. But as I said before, when you know that $1,400 looks really good and it's probably going to help a lot of people. But when you look at the total tax burden, this is going to add to you $69,000 per household. You'll realize this is, you know, they're taking the cake away from you and dropping a few crumbs and wondering why you're not happy. We've got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy, but I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go ahead and open the phone lines now. Area code 512-248-8252. And we're talking about the economy. And there's very worrying indicators out there about the coming inflation. The M2 money indicator is now growing at 26.33% year over year. And Biden's $1.9 trillion spending spree has been described by Biden himself as just a down payment. It's just this borrow and spend, because somewhere down the road, we're going to have enough American citizens where their taxes will pay this all back. I really don't think so. Hasn't happened yet. Story coming on out of Investment Watch blog about how there's more proof of inflation. Higher costs affecting global supply chains and consumers. Claire and I were noticing just this morning gas prices here in Indiana are really starting to go on up, certainly nowhere near what we were paying in Hawaii. And in theory, with everybody still locked down from COVID-19, demand for gasoline should not be all that high, because we're not into the summer travel season yet. But the prices are definitely going up. Even the Vatican is having hard economic times. It has nearly depleted its financial reserves from past donations to cover budget deficits over recent years, which means all of these lawsuits for priests who are diddling the altar boys. And so they're putting out the call for more donations in order to keep the church going there. Well, you know, I don't want to be mercenary or anything like that, but, you know, there's a lot of nice artwork there in the Vatican that I'm sure would fetch a pretty price if it was put up for auction. And, you know, really, I mean, if you think about how much wealth is really inside that palace, that city, it's amazing, really. Talking about immigration and Biden's border crisis is what they're calling it now. There's a massive line of immigrants are basically rafting, you know, across the Rio Grande by human smugglers. The crossings are surging, but the Biden administration insists there is no border crisis. Meanwhile, Republicans are expecting the immigration turmoil will help them win back the House in 2022, and it just might happen that way. All right, we're going to start taking phone calls now. We're going to start with Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. First again.
Hi.
Wow. What a lucky fella. I wanted to talk about money, this the M2 money supply. Which one did they stop posting? Was it M3, like 10, 15 years ago or something like that?
I thought it was the M1 aggregate, you know,
yeah,
the total amount of money in circulation. Yeah, they stopped reporting that one a long time ago because the number was getting to be very, very scary. Yeah.
Yeah. So if M2 is growing at 26, what's M1 growing at? Because that is really what inflation is.
Yeah, and, it really is.
So this $69,000 per family, I'd argue that is an absolute fabrication. It's way too low because of the simple fact that, number one, the debt never gets paid off.
No.
The interest always grows. It accrues.
Yes.
More and more is borrowed. And, you know, now the United States, and you're not alone, but the United States is sitting at, it's going to be sitting at $30 trillion, and I believe around just over $8 trillion is sitting on the Fed's balance sheet.
Yes.
Which is over a third of the United States economy. So you're approaching Japan here.
Yes.
As far as the trouble they're in. But also, so this $69,000, that's not taking into account, of course, inflation. And it's also not taking into account what's going to happen next. What's the price of it next year and the year after and the year after? And, of course, you know,
well,
you're going to see this
when,
curve.
When
right?
we're saying $69,000, we're not saying that's the total. We're saying that is the additional taxes that American families are going to be paying to repay this $1.9 trillion boondoggle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So shadow stats, I think they're I haven't heard anybody talk about them for a while, but I look at it all the time because, you know, based upon 1980 inflation, the 1980 and how they would calculate inflation, inflation apparently is humming at around 10% right now.
That's bad.
Well, you know, like Ron Paul would always say, when they start tinkering with this stuff, and you know, like central planning, by doing all this, what they're really doing is hurting the poorest first and the people
yes.
that are on fixed incomes. And they're the ones that get poor. And is it just a coincidence, Mike, that the border's wide open now? So you've got this rush of all these illegal immigrants coming in, driving down wages.
Yes.
Right? Which is another way of hiding inflation. So,
yeah. Well, see, the problem is if they drive down the wages at the same time that food and fuel prices are going up, you've got a major problem.
Well, what happens is you're driving down wages, so it does suppress food prices to some extent because people will work for cheaper. And it's happening up here in Canada, too. It's happening all over the world, I guarantee you. I know that Europe... when this European Union first got together, their poor, like their poor labor were the Polish.
Yes.
You know, they would bring these people in, or just allow them to waltz in to drive wages down, and they would go into usually, you know, something to do with food, right?
Yes.
You know, like sorting vegetables, or, you know, whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
To try and, you know, keep the price of food down, because that's where people really see it first, because everyone has to eat. And it's, I mean, it wouldn't have been bad if they just gave everybody $2,000. Like, just everybody. Because, you know, it's going to be taxed at the end of the year anyway.
That's
true. So you give everybody $2,000, and then that's it. But instead, they got to bail everything out, all these democratic cities and that, and they're just basically throwing the money in the air and hoping that it lands somewhere where it's going to make a difference, with no plan in sight. As they used to say, shovel-ready projects. There's no plan.
Yeah. No, there isn't.
Like, it's the epitome of incompetence, and it's getting worse and worse all the time. But here's the good.
Well,
here's the good news, Mike.
Of the nature of private central banking, I mean, it is a trap.
Yeah.
Once that private central bank starts issuing currency, more money is owed to the bank than is actually in existence, and you cannot reverse that trend.
Nope. So you just have to create more and more and more.
Yep.
Right, and of course, prices go up, and wages don't follow, and you end up becoming poorer and poorer and poorer.
Yes,
to the point where your standard of
living goes down.
Yes, and you know, as we know, the United States is still in bankruptcy from 1933, and Canada's heading there. But like I said, there is a silver lining. At least you have a budget, right?
Yep.
Up here
in
Canada, we haven't had a budget in 2 years. They created $500 billion out of thin air, and no one knows where it went. So imagine, in your country, if they created $5 trillion out of thin air, and no one knew where it went. So,
yeah.
Once again, your country, you know, it's still a lot better than a lot of other countries, even though you have somebody like Joe Biden as the figurehead. I'm not saying he's running anything, because I don't even think he can bite his thumb. But it could be worse, you know. You could be Canada. Anyway, that's all I have. Thanks a lot, Mike. You have a good one.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. The phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tony in... Oh, we lost Tony. All right. Well, the phone lines are completely open. Area code 512-248-8252. Getting on back to the news. Interesting little juxtaposition. And again, it's all this hypocrisy. The Democratic-led House yesterday passed a gun control bill to expand background checks with a vote of 227 to 203. Eight Republican lawmakers voted with the Democrats to pass this Background Checks Act that prohibits private firearms transfers without having a background check. And this is going to make it harder for law-abiding Americans to purchase guns to protect themselves and their families. At the same time, the Democrats blocked an amendment that would have required the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service be notified if an illegal immigrant tries to buy a gun. So, again, it's a double standard. More restrictions on legal American citizens owning firearms. But, hey, if an illegal is going to buy a firearm, don't tell the immigration people about it. It's none of their business. Meanwhile, Dianne Feinstein, following the victory of the background check bill, is already saying that there will be a bill to ban all assault weapons introduced in the House. And it's unclear why these scary black rifles are so terrifying to the politicians. I mean, they're functionally equivalent to any hunting rifle, except that their caliber generally tends to be smaller. And that's one of the really interesting things that people don't realize. Your average hunting rifle is actually far more deadly than these sporting rifles. Because the, you know, in order to take down large game and make sure they're dead, you have to have a heavier caliber bullet, like a 30-06 or something, or double-aught magnum buckshot. But most of these assault weapons are firing 223s, which are great for punching holes in paper, or maybe small varmints, but they're great for home defense. But it's just the way they look. That, you know, they're not really war weapons. They don't have full automatic firing capability. But for some reason, the government has just settled on those as being the villain, just like they settled on carbon dioxide being the villain. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones. Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I called you yesterday to tell you that the Attorney General in Texas was threatening to take the mayor of Austin and the county judge of Travis County to court over their refusal to comply with the governor's order. He filed a lawsuit against both.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they're trying to dig in their heels, but what they're not admitting here is that the AG has already taken several county judges to court over their attempts to declare certain businesses to shut down because they declared them non-essential, and he's won every one of them.
Yeah.
I think he's going to win this one too. If it ends up in the Texas State Supreme Court, and there's a very good chance it could, it could get there very quickly, they will nail the mayor of Austin to the wall.
Okay.
And the county judge. And look, I know that the liberals around here, they want to wear their masks. Oh, they're demanding it. Well, then wear your mask. But don't be upset if somebody else doesn't want to wear a mask. And don't complain if a business owner wants to open his business 100%. If you object to that, go somewhere else. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And then look at the states that are opening and the states that have been open, and tell me what they've done wrong, because actually they're doing very well. South Dakota,
yes.
Florida. excuse me. But what you see here is a fight. It's a fight for control. These people want to control everything about your life.
That's at the bottom of the liberal agenda.
That's exactly right, Mike. That's exactly right. They want to put Big Brother's jackboot on your face and stomp on it. Remember one line from 1984, if you want a vision of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. That's what they
yes.
want.
Well, okay, you know, Mike. The theory behind liberalism, okay, Kelly,
liberalism.
The theory behind liberalism is that if they can control every single aspect of our lives, that we will all be happy and stress-free. But if you look at the actual liberals themselves, you see that that is certainly not the case.
Well, you know, liberalism was not always like that. Liberals were typically they were people who wanted freedom in their lives. That's what we're called liberals. But somehow, between the 1960s and today, they have evolved into totalitarians.
Yes, they have.
Yeah, and they do not resemble the liberals I remember from the 60s. And I was very young in the 50s. I can't speak for them at that time.
Yes.
But I can tell you, looking at how liberal politicians have evolved over the years, the people in office now who describe themselves as liberals and progressives are nothing like the liberals I recall from years ago. People like Scoop Jackson, for example, and various other liberals who served in Congress and in the House of Representatives and the Senate. You know, you can get along with them. You compromise with things. But today, you know, it's all or nothing. And they really want to do nothing more than make sure that they've got that jackboot on your face, forcing you to comply with everything that they want you to do. So I'm hoping that this thing gets to the Supreme Court here pretty quickly, the Texas State Supreme Court, because the mayor of Austin is going to be, I think he's going to get his comeuppance, along with the county judge.
Okay, righty. Well, thank you. All right, thanks an awful lot. The phone lines are now completely open. Area code 512-248-8252. And getting on back to various and sundry miscellaneous news, we have been hearing about this for a while, and apparently five counties are going to vote on leaving Oregon and joining Idaho. The project is called Move Oregon's Border, also known as Greater Idaho, confirmed that an initiative aiming to absorb most of Oregon's landmass into Idaho received enough signatures to reach the special election ballot in the aforementioned counties, meaning voters will soon have the opportunity to make their voices heard. So, You know, and we're hearing, you know, out of California, they want to split into two halves because the southern part of California has just gone totally liberal and illegal immigrants, and the conservative Northern California don't want to have anything to do with them anymore. All right, let's go back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, it's on my mind, Mark. I'm just getting angrier and angrier when I see what's going on, what they're doing to this country. You know, this gun bill they're talking about, is so far it's just passed the House, right? It hasn't passed the Senate, I hope. Right?
No, not yet.
Bad enough. And then it's, Feinstein has to open her mouth. But I'll tell you, I hear
okay, Mark, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. When the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone?
Welcome back to our show here, and the phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252, and we're talking with Mark in North Carolina. And Mark, just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, Mike, look,
what I'm going to say now, I know may upset people, but you know what? That's what this show, I think this show is pretty much about. This is alternate radio, and like I said, I've heard worse than what I'm going to say. But I'm going to say okay. It anyway. You see what Dianne Feinstein, this guy Adler there in Texas, in Austin, who
yes. Wants
to keep the mask on people, even though the state itself said no, that's enough already. And you see it with some of the, so much of Biden's cabinet, including this bum who was just elected as attorney general, and the other clown there, Blinken, many others. Unfortunately, these people are Jewish. Okay. Now.
Yes.
All I can say is this: there's always talk about anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism and anti-Semitism. Okay.
Yes.
I even heard now that the governor of Texas, and you know, just as he, I thought maybe he was, you know, getting back into his rhythm again, he says something stupid the other day, like Gab is really anti-Semitic and it's got no business in Texas. You know,
yes.
I mean, these people, what they're doing is they're going to create real hardcore anti-Semitism. It's a country where
yes.
Jews have had it better than any other place, I believe, in your history, okay? Including, supposedly, if you go by the letter, you know, by the Bible, when they first had their own country there in with Israel, Palestine, whatever you want to call it, if that's exactly according to, you know, that's just first fact or not, I'm really not sure. But say it is. But they still have better in this country than any other place, all right? More opportunities and more, and the way some of these people are acting, and it's not all, it's certainly not all, okay, they're excellent, you know, there's a lot of excellent people among them. For instance, that one doctor there, Dr. Gold, I think her name was, who came out against all this COVID nonsense and, you know, spoke up for hydroxychloride and other treatments like that. Okay, so it's not all Jews, but the fact of the matter is, the ones that do, they stick out like a sore thumb. And at a time like
yes.
this, when the people in this country are so angry, when we really don't have any real leadership anymore, as I was watching, a stream on, I don't know if you heard of these guys, the Duran, son and Ned. Okay, they're very good, when you see there's no leadership in this country and all that. And yet, these people are going to create real anti-Semitism. And God knows where that could lead to, because there's hatred.
Yeah, that's the problem here. All right, Mark, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with hour two after these few words.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store
or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.